George laid down his cards thoughtfully, turned his piles of three. He built four clubs on his ace pile. The sun square was on the floor now, and the flies whipped through it like sparks. A sound of jingling harness and the croak of heavy-laden axles sounded from outside. From the distance came a clear call.
Stable Buck? Oh, Stable Buck!
And then,
where the hell's that goddamn nigger?
George stared at his solitaire lay, and then he flounced the cards together and turned around to Lenny. Lenny was lying down on the bunk watching him. Look, Lenny, this here ain't no setup. I'm scared. You're gonna have trouble with that Curly guy. I seen that kind before. He was kind of feeling you out. He figures he got you scared. He's gonna take a sock at you the first chance he gets. Lenny's eyes were frightened.
I don't want no trouble, he said plaintively. Don't let him sock me, George.
George got up and went over to Lenny's bunk and sat down on it. I hate that kind of bastard, he said. I seen plenty of them. Like the old guy says, Curly don't take no chances. He always wins. He thought for a moment. If he tangles with you, Lenny, we're going to get the can. Don't make no mistake about that. He's the boss's son. Look, Lenny, you try to keep away from him, will you? Don't never speak to him. If he comes in here, you move clear the other side of the room. Will you do that, Lenny?
I don't want no trouble, Lenny mourned. I never done nothing to him.
Well, that won't do you no good if Curly wants to plug himself up for a fighter. Just don't have nothing to do with him. Will you remember?
Sure, George. I ain't gonna say a word.
The sound of the approaching grain teams was louder. Thud of big hooves on hard ground, drag of brakes, and the jingle of trace chains. Men were calling back and forth from the teams. George, sitting on the bunk beside Lenny, frowned as he thought. Lenny asked timidly,
You ain't mad, George?
I ain't mad at you. I'm mad at this here Curly bastard. I hoped we was gonna get a little steak together. Maybe $100. His tone grew decisive. You keep away from Curly, Lenny.
Sure I will, George. I won't say a word.
Don't let him pull you in. But if the son of a bitch socks you, let him have it.
Let him have what, George?
Never mind, I'll tell you when. I hate that kind of guy. Look, Lenny, if you get in any kind of trouble, you remember what I told you to do? Lenny raised up on his elbow, his face contorted with thought. Then his eyes moved sadly to George's face.
If I get in any trouble, you ain't gonna let me tend the rabbits.
That's not what I meant. Remember where we slept last night? Down by the river?
Yeah, I remember. Oh, sure, I remember. I go there and hide in the brush.
Hide till I come for you. Don't let nobody see you. Hide in the brush by the river. Say that over.
Hide in the brush by the river. Down in the brush by the river.
If you get in trouble.
If I get in trouble.
A brake screeched outside. A call came.
Stable Buck! Stable Buck!
George said, Say it over to yourself, Lenny, so you won't forget it. Both men glanced up, for the rectangle of sunshine in the doorway was cut off. A girl was standing there looking in. She had full, rouged lips and wide-spaced eyes, heavily made up. Her fingernails were red. Her hair hung in little rolled clusters like sausages. She wore a cotton house dress and red mules, on the insteps of which were little bouquets of red ostrich feathers.
I'm looking for Curly, she said.
Her voice had a nasal, brittle quality. George looked away from her and then back. He was here a minute ago, but he went.
Oh.
She put her hands behind her back and leaned against the door frame so that her body was thrown forward.
You're the new fellas that just come, ain't you?
Yeah. Lenny's eyes moved down over her body. And though she did not seem to be looking at Lenny, she bridled a little. She looked at her fingernails.
Sometimes Curly's in here, she explained.
George said brusquely, Well, he ain't now.
If he ain't, I guess I better look someplace else.
she said playfully. Lenny watched her, fascinated. George said, "If I see him, I'll pass the word you was looking for him. She smiled archly and twitched her body.
"Nobody can't blame a person for looking," she said.
There were footsteps behind her going by. She turned her head.
"Hi, Slim,"
she said. Slim's voice came through the door.
"Hi, good looking."
"I'm trying to find Curly, Slim."
Well, you ain't trying very, very hard. I seen him going in your house."
She was suddenly apprehensive.
"Bye, boys."
She called into the bunkhouse. Slim's voice came through the door.
Hi, good looking."
"I'm trying to find Curly, Slim."
"Well, you ain't trying
to find Curly, Slim."
Well, you ain't trying to.
I'm trying to find Curly, Slim."
"Well, you ain't trying very, very hard. I seen him going in your house."
She was suddenly apprehensive.
"Bye, boys."
She called into the bunkhouse, and she hurried away. George looked around at Lenny.
"Jeez,"
he said. "You let Curly take the rap. He let himself in for it. Glove full of Vaseline," George said disgustedly. "And I bet he's eating raw eggs and writing to the patent medicine houses." Lenny cried out suddenly.
"I don't like this place, George. This ain't no good place. I want to get out of here."
"We gotta keep it till we get a stake. We can't help it, Lenny. We'll get out just as soon as we can. I don't like it no better than you do."
He went back to the table and set out a new solitaire hand. "No, I don't like it," he said. "For 2 bits, I'd shove out of here. If we can just get a few dollars in the poke, we'll shove off and go up the American River and pan gold. We can make maybe a couple of dollars a day there. We might hit a pocket." Lenny leaned eagerly toward him.
"Let's go, George. Let's get out of here. It's mean here."
"We gotta stay,"
George said shortly. "Shut up now. The guys will be coming in."